Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, mothers, fathers, daughters, everybody, boy, the police are busy today, boy. Can you hear them just blasting away? Yeah, right out the side of the studio here. Just everybody's on their motor spoons. It's a big day today. It's a holiday. And everybody's out, you know, and they're going through stop signs and stuff. And the police are just, Officer Lima's whole troop is over there just blasting away at them. Hey.
Oh, you gotta figure things out. You know, you just can't,
You know, you can't be going around crazy like that. So, hey, listen, what do you say we, you know, what I always try to say is, you know, you got to use your bean and trust your heart and build your character. And that's no way to do it if you're starting to run through stop signs.
Use your bean, trust your heart, build your character in bean towns.
What do you say we head off with a little music, okay? I love this one. Yeah, it's by Jerry Lee Lewis. I love it.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
because Betty's got a talk show, and last week she interviewed Jose Ole, Champion Bean, Jumping Bean. He's an amazing guy. So let's go ahead.
Well, boys and girls, this is a big evening in Beantown. Betty has her own late-night talk show. Let's go down to the studios and see what's happening.
Thank you, everyone. It's so great to be here. Let's keep the applause going for the band. Wow, I'm so grateful that you all came out to support my first cable network show. This is something I've wanted to do all my life, besides the roller derby, of course, because I love the roller derby, and I love working at the diner, but this is something that I've really wanted to do on top of all the other things I want to do, and finally, I get to do this, and this is something on top of all the other things I like to do, so that's a big pile. I got three really, really cool guests here tonight on my first cable access show. I can't believe I got a cable access show, and you're all here tonight to support it. But okay, let's see. We have, I bet you all know him. We have comedian Rob Bean Williams. And then we have famous movie star Jack Black Bean. Oh, he's one of my favorites. He's such a cute little bean. I can't believe it. I called him like 12 times. I kept harassing him, and his mother finally said, here's his phone number. I'll do anything for the show. And so for my very first guest, it is, and I bet a lot of you know who it is. Okay, it's world champion jumping bean, Jose Ole. Let's hear it for him.
Hey, thank you very much for bringing me to the show.
Oh, you're welcome, Jose Ole.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I love to come to Beantown. It's been a long time since I've been in Beantown, but, you know, since the Olympics is here and I am competing in all of the jumping contests, I am so glad. It's always a pleasure to see you and Bucky and to be on your show. Congratulations on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I wouldn't have wanted this show without you as my first guest.
Well, thank you. You know, it's my schedule is very busy, as you can tell. You know, I've been training a lot. I've been jumping everything, you know.
Yeah, Jose, one of the first questions I want to ask you is, you know, 4 years ago was the first time that you entered the Olympics, but they say that you could have won if you didn't,
I had a family problem, you know, and I had to jump. I had to go, but not jump in the contest. I had to jump, you know, I was saying, you know, I had to jump out of the contest because that's what jumping beans do, you know. But we had one of my father, he couldn't jump anymore. So I had to go back to Mexico and to be with my father because he couldn't jump. And that's not good for the bean when you kind of jump. So
now, one of the questions I would like to ask is, when do you get an urge to jump?
Betty, you can never tell when you're going to jump. That's the bad part about being a jumping bean. You know, like I can be sitting down, I can be having dinner, and the next thing I know, I am jumping out the window. And it's no good.
You know,
that's because of jumping bean. It's not up to me. It's not up to me.
You know, a lot of beans asked me that when they asked me about who was I going to have as my first guest, and I said Jose Oleo Jumping Bean, and they said that that one of the things was that they said that every interview that you have been on in the past, you've never really interviewed well because
I got to jump.
Yeah,
I tell the guests, you know, I will be there 1 second, and then you won't see me because I got to jump. And what can you do if you got to jump? You got to jump. That's all.
Now, could you tell me what the urge to jump means? Like, like when my nose itches and I just like itch it, is it kind of like...
It's not like that. It is not like that, baby. I can be just sitting here like this, and the next second, I am on the street. And I don't know how I got there, but I know I had to jump. And so it's not up to me. And so don't get upset if all of a sudden I'm here and then I jump. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Kind of neat, huh?
Well,
how far do you jump when you can
jump?
It
depends. It depends on the mood because you don't know what the jump is. It's all up to the jump. See, it's just like boom. And you
now,
go.
Can you jump as high as a skyscraper?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes I do jump as high as the skyscraper. You know, I sit there and all of a sudden, you can't tell. It's like a hiccup. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, if you get the hiccups.
Now, you know what I was just thinking? You know what just came to my mind?
Go ahead, baby.
You know, if you hooked up with Santa Claus Bean,
yeah,
he wouldn't even need his reindeer
yeah,
beans.
Yeah, that's true.
If because you could hook up to his sleigh and you could
yes,
just keep jumping.
Yes, I could do that.
Could but you kind of train
but
your
But the
jump?
Problem, Betty, sometimes, what if I don't get the mood? What if I, it's the night before Christmas and I'm sitting there, I don't get the mood, I'm not going to jump. It could be Bean Independence Day before I jump again.
Yeah, so but if you could give some jump to Santa, you could jump.
Yeah, that's true.
Santa
but
Bean,
it's
wow.
not up to me. That's the point. It's not up to me. I got to jump. Is a jump. It's got the jumping bean. He doesn't know when he's going to jump. It's not. That's not like I. You can jump when you want to jump, right? I can do that. I cannot say to myself, Jose,
wow.
jump. Yeah.
Jose Ole, I have one more question for you
sure,
before you go.
Yeah, before I jump.
Yep. Jose. Jose. Yes. Jose, come back.
Well, boys and girls, that was quite a start to Betty's first TV show, wasn't it? Looks like Jose got quite a jump on her. Let's hope the rest of our interviews go a lot smoother. Stay tuned.
Lance Lagoon for Cloud 9 Candies, introducing Cloud 9 Candies' newest sensation, Tic Tac Tequila Candies. Remember that last South of the Border experience? Remember Bincapulco? Hot days on the beach, sun in your face, breeze on your back, even the sounds of that mariachi band. Also, don't forget that non-alcoholic smell of tequila margaritas. Yes, Cloud 9 Candies can bring all of that back with its new, totally tantalizing, terrific tequila tasty Tic Tac candies. They're simply terrific. So you can have that experience much closer to home. That's right. Simply trot down to Cloud 9 Candies. Reach for that new sensation. That's right. Totally tantalizing, terrific tequila tasty Tic Tac candies. Simply terrific for that South of the Border experience. Lance Lagoon for Cloud 9 Candies.
Well, there it is. You know, crazy stuff going on in Beantown. But, wow, that, you know, Jose, I love him. I love him to death. But the problem with Jose is, you just, like he says, you know, he's here 1 second, and then the next minute he's just gone. And, hey, listen, I went to the movies the other day. You know, Betty hasn't been around. I don't know what the heck she's up to. But, you know, I just miss her to death. You know, I mean, what can you say? And, you know, I hope she comes back soon because we could really use her around here. She's so darn funny. But anyway, I want to play another tune. Let's go visit another country. I love this one. This is great. We're going to go to Japan for a second.
Oh, 涙がこぼれないように泣きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜。
Join us as we continue the saga of the Crawley family, starring Beantown's favorite duo, Bucky and Betty, as Lord and Lady Crawley. As we last left off, Cora, is played by Betty, was involved in a ghastly spoon accident which left her comatose in the hospital.
Cora, you've been unconscious for months now. Please come back, Cora. Everybody at the Abbey dearly misses you. Lady Mary, Lady Edith, and of course Lady Sybil all send their best wishes. And the staff, Mr. Carson, Mrs. Hughes, and Anna, but Thomas really doesn't give a darn, but we do. Cora, are you coming back? Come back, Cora.
Beantown Abbey on Masterpiece Theatre, this Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Nigel Lentil for PBBS. See you then.
Uncle Chow for Rose's Blossom Asian Bistro, Beantown's premier spot for Eastern-style dining. Are you in the mood for egg roll, or spring roll, a mushy, a samyang-gai, shrimp side lice, tofu romaine? We have all style. We got a Szechuan, we got a Mandarin, we got Thai, we got a tempura, we got a sushi, we got any style you like. So next time your stomach craving Asian style, head down to Uncle Chow Lotus Blossom Asian Bistro for the best poo-poo prata in Beantown. Beantown's number one place for Asian cuisine. Or just place where you can get umbrella in your drink. And don't forget the poo-poo prata.
Hey, Beantowners, this is Uncle Al up on Uncle Al's Al Al Bean Store. That's right, the store for everything outdoor. I know you're getting ready to go up to camp. Well, you're not going to get there from here without the right stuff. You got to get yourself some boots, maybe some long johns, some wool socks, good parka, couple of checkered shirts, and a good wool cap. And if them darn insects start bugging you got to get some good industrial-type repellent. And if the occasion calls for it, some deer scent. That's right, we got it all here at L.L. Bean. Open 365 24/7. Come on by.
Well, before you go outside, you better check the weather. Well, here it is. This is Lance's recent weather report.
And I'm Chuck Scoop, and that's it for the news. Now over to weather. Lance, are you there?
Yes, I am, Chuck. And boy, do we have a weekend of weather on the horizon.
Really? What do you see, Lance?
Well, if you look over here on the weather map, right here in the neighboring mountain ranges, if you look at the canines, you'll see a system developing right there. Do you see that?
You're talking about that big, blue, swirly, crazy-looking thingy there?
Oh, Chuck, that's not what we call a thingy. That, Chuck, is a low-pressure system. And as we know, low-pressure systems really can be high-pressure at times, if you get my drift.
Well, that's true. Like, if you leave your office without the umbrella and you get caught in a low-pressure system, you're right. It becomes a high-pressure system, doesn't it?
That's right. You're going to be soaked just running right back to your spoon.
So, Lance, what does this specifically, what does it mean?
Well, Chuck, if it was simply the canines, it would be one thing. But if you look at the entire mountain range, and here we have the felines, and over here the ursines, the three of them together could be a real problem.
Oh, felines? Of course, that means cats. But ursines?
That would be bears, Chuck.
Oh, dear.
No, that's all bears.
Okay, so let's review this. The canines and the felines, and now the ursines. Are you saying that...
Exactly, Chuck. It could be raining cats and dogs with a good chance of pandemonium.
Lance, people are tuning in for the weather, not puns.
Okay, Chuck, but don't blame me. After the storm, you could see some very large poodles.
Ooh, I thought pandemonium was bad, but... Oh, poodles? Come on, Lance.
I know, I'm just terrible, but sometimes I just can't help myself.
So, is that all we have, Lance?
Well, actually, no. We could see some more developments in the earth signs later into next week. And if you look here at the bovines, that could be a problem, too.
You mean, cows?
Well, in this case, bulls.
Wait a minute. Bears and bulls? Like in the markets?
Or like finances and money.
No. You're not going there, Lance.
Yes, I am. We could see pennies from heaven.
Well, I think that sums it up. Thank you, Lance. And now over to sports.
Well, that was pretty silly, huh? Hey! What the heck was that? Lance, you never know what Lance is going to come up with, you know? He just, he's crazy. You know, he comes up with all those stupid little puns. Raining cats and dogs. Come on, you know? I mean, come on, Lance. Get with it, huh? Well... I don't know what to spin next here. I want... Oh, this is a great song. A song by the showman called The Music Will Stand. Let's listen to it.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this.
That is not It Will Stand by the Showman. But this one is.
Rock, roll, rock, roll.
You take some music, music, free-flowing music, some moving and grooving, rock and roll, dance, take some heart beat, drum beat, finger popping and stopping beat.
Kill them for it. Don't I put
really like that one. You know, that was good, pretty good, huh? I mean, you know, it's all about rock and roll. And I love rock and roll. And rock and roll is here to stay, I think. You know, I mean, well, like they said, you know. And, well, let's, you know, I hate it when I get stumped. I've got so many things going here. My engineer is not in today. And so I'm trying to play everything. I'm trying to work here. I'm doing things like, you know, and it's just sometimes, it's just sometimes, it's so hard to, you know, use your being.
Use your being, trust your heart. Build your character in Beantown.
Well, we went to Mexico, and then we went to Japan. Well, let's go to Italy.
And what a woman ya, Peppina, oh, you little mouse, so won't you go away? Find yourself another house to run around and play. You scare my girl, you eat my cheese, you even drink my wine. I've tried so hard to catch you, but you trick me all the time. Ci stanno usura, gilla, basciusella, redumur. Ogni sera che esce quando la casa è scura. Indumente da cucina, balla sullo su, ma parano malandrine, pure la gatta sa paura. Peppino sulla gilla, ma fatta scomparire, manna giù sulla gilla, a casa in Natai. Stasera in da cucina, no poche vina già la sta, e quando sempre aga, Peppino già incappa.
Siciliano?
No, I'm a calabrese, a nut. The other night I called my girl, I asked her, could we meet? I said, let's go to my house, we could have a bite to eat. And as we walked in through the door, she screamed at what she saw. There was little Peppino doing a cha-cha on the floor. Peppino su una gilla, ma fatta scompare. Mannaggia su una gilla, a casa in Adai. Stasera in da cucina, no pocherina già la sta. E quando si imbriaga, Peppina già incappa.
Ma come sei mio? Anche
io? If I ever catch you, I'm gonna throw you right in a bagnarò. Quella non ci piace formaggio americano. Quella va trovando un po' che par mangiare. Se fatta giatta giatta, questa vita buona. E quando quella cammina, para proprio in un galandone. Peppino su una gilla mi ha fatto scomparire. Mannaggia su una gilla a casa in Adai. Da sera in da cucina una pocherina già la sta. E quando si imbriaca Peppino già incappa.
Louie, I got a present for you.
Ah, you're a nice man.
So do I. I'm putting your hands in the box.
Oh, mannaggia su una gilla mi ha scasciato la mano. A mousetrap. Hey, Mullen.
Well, boys and girls, another big day in Beantown. Bucky's on his way to the fire department to pick up Laddie, Beantown's favorite fire truck, and Betty's giving him a ride. Let's see what happens.
Gee, Betty, I really appreciate you giving me a ride over to the fire station. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, I was really looking forward to this date. Because I've never been at the fire department before.
Well, yeah, you know, but I mean, you've seen the outside many times, but you've just never been on the
inside.
Yeah,
but to know, I mean, to be inside.
Yeah,
wow.
Well, we got to go in. We got to go get Laddie.
Can we go in now?
Well, wait, just a minute. Just relax. You know, boy, you really cleaned up the spoon. Your spoon looks beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I use shampoo for the rugs and wax for the outside of my spoon.
Yeah, it's a beautiful.
Does it shine?
I always like your spoon. I really do.
Take a smell, Bucky.
It does. It's a smell like this for my spoon. I mean,
yeah, it smells like pumpkin pie.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, but I don't think pumpkin pie for a guy is a good thing. But for a girl, you know, girl bean, that's a good thing. You know, okay, so let's go in. We'll, let's get out of here and go in. Yeah, what do you think? Isn't it something?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really?
That's a beautiful fire truck.
That's Laddie.
It's all shiny. It's shinier than my phone.
Well, they have to, you know. Chief Sparks is very, you know, he makes sure that everything stays.
It looks like a big apple, red big apple with a ladder sticking out of it.
Well, that's Chief Sparks for you. He makes sure that all the other fire beans have to make sure that Laddie, because everybody in town loves Laddie. You know, Laddie the fire ladder, you know, fire
Laddie
ladder.
Laddie has saved a lot of houses. You know that, Bucky, right?
That's right. A lot of crock pots and bean pots. And, yep, that's what he does. And, you know, and it's that time he saved the school. You know, he's a hero. He's a big hero in
town. I just made a handprint. I've been rubbing him on the side. Laddie's such a good boy.
I'll get that off there so nobody will notice. So listen, I'm going to...
Look at that big ladder that's on the top.
Well, that's why they call him Laddie.
Look at the light.
That's why they call him... Yeah, they call him Laddie.
Look, those are really big tires.
You have to be big when you got that... You know, they got to carry hoses around and ladders. You know, it's got to and they got to be strong. That's the other thing. You got to keep them very strong, so...
Bucky, can I...
He hasn't been feeling...
Can I drive over there with you? Can I ride in the fire truck?
Well, I just asked for a ride over. Aren't you going to drive your spoon back home? Don't you have something to do?
Bucky, I'd really like to be in a fire truck. Could I just go with you this one time and ride in it?
I don't know, buddy.
Really good.
I mean, I'm supposed to bring it back, and nobody told me that I could let you get... Well, you know...
I'm sure they'd be fine with... Knowing that you're taking somebody that really always wanted to ride in a fire truck.
I suppose we could do that, and I could get...
Okay, give me a hand up.
Well, okay, come on. Here we go. Right in here.
The door is so big.
I know. Well, that's, you know, fire trucks. You know,
can you help me? Oh, my gosh. The first step. Wow.
Well, come on. Get in. Okay, close that door. All right, I'm going to close mine. And this way, listen, when we get to the...
Wow, it's so good.
Yeah,
it's so
nice.
Neat in
really,
here.
It's beautiful.
Look at the big windows
I
and
know.
The buttons. It's got lots of
don't
buttons.
Don't touch nothing, Betty.
I won't touch anything,
You're not supposed to be in here. You told me you're going to be behaving, right? You're not going to go do anything weird, right?
Yeah, but what are those for?
Let's relax. I got to back him out of here, you know. Let me see if I find him. And listen, when we get to the garage, what we're going to do is we're going to get in Tony the tow truck. And then I'm going to drive you back, and then you can pick up your spoon, and then we can, you know, you can go what you got to do, and then I'll go back to the garage, and then I'm going to fix Laddie. But let me see. I'm going to back him right out here now.
Moving.
We get him right out on the street
here. You think
you
could let me drive?
What, Betty, come on. This is what I'm afraid of. First you asked me if you could get in, then I knew you was going to start asking if you could do other stuff. You said you were going to be here. Just relax, because you're not supposed to be in here. I'm supposed to take Laddie straight over to the garage, okay? Can you do that for me, Betty, please?
I promise.
Just enjoy the ride.
Just sit right here, Bucky. I won't move.
Okay, just enjoy the ride.
What's the shifter for? Touch it?
No, don't touch the shifter, Betty, okay? Now, look, I'm just talking, honey. Look at look at Betty. See everybody looking at us? They're all looking at us. That's why you got to behave. They don't know why you're in Laddie with me. So just
should I wave to them?
Wave. Okay, go ahead, wave.
Oh, look, we're in a parade. It's like a parade.
Every time you're in Laddie. That's right. Go ahead. Where we go?
What is this button for?
Oh my God, Betty! What did you do?
I don't know.
You sounded the siren, Betty. Shut the siren off.
Did you see everybody looking?
I know they're looking. They think we're on our way to a
fire.
They're
pulling over, Bucky.
I know they're pulling the car.
What's this button for?
All the spoons are pulling over. Don't touch that. Don't touch it. That's the bell.
The lady with the stroller, she just really looked at us.
She almost pushed that baby off.
I think she was excited to think put the fire out of somebody's
Don't
touch nothing. Maybe they think we're going to the school. There was a fire.
Betty, this is what I was afraid
of. What's this button for?
Well, don't touch nothing else, Betty. Look behind
us. It looks like the ladder's going up.
Betty.
Be up by while we're driving, Bucky.
Now we're whacking all the trees and all the leaves are falling on the street. Betty, this is not good.
Yeah, I don't think you should have let me touch that one, Bucky.
But I told you not to touch nothing, but you went ahead and did it. Betty, look.
What if I press these two?
Betty. Look behind us. You see that? Yep. You see that blue light? Guess who that is?
Maybe the police officer wants to escort us to where we're going.
I don't think he wants an escort, Betty. I think... We're in trouble.
Do you think he wants to be in a parade,
No,
kid?
I think we got a parade already. He's getting closer.
Maybe we're making a parade, because here comes another blue light coming.
Cool,
we have two now.
Oh, my gosh,
we have two police officers
I know,
following
Betty,
us.
That's because...
Oh, wow.
Counts,
and everybody's pulling over.
I know, Betty.
Bucky, why are you pulling
over? Well, because I think Officer Lima wants to talk to us. And,
Do you think he'll understand?
Here he comes.
I'm going to let you explain
things to him because
you should have stopped me from pushing all those buttons.
Right. That was my fault that you were pushing the button. Hi, Officer Lima.
Hi.
Well, boys and girls, that was quite a ride. Betty certainly got button happy, didn't she? Well, we heard sirens and bells and whistles, and how about the parade she thought she created with all those blue lights behind her? And Officer Lima, I hope he goes easy.
Boy, she does it, you know. Some days I don't know why I hang around Betty and why I miss her so much when she's not around. But, you know, it's just you can't figure it out. It's just that book of love. You know, I went and I got a book of love to find out why I love her so much. And I can't figure it out. But, you know, it's not up to my head. See, it's okay to use your bead, but then you got to trust your heart. My heart just goes crazy for it, you know. Follow my gut and build my character. And, so anyway, I got this book of love, and I don't know. There was a lot of questions in there, but not a lot of answers. But I don't know. I like this song though.
Sad movie.
What the heck?
Always make me cry.
To play this.
I wonder who wrote the book of love. Tell me, who wrote the book of love? I've got to know the answer. Was it someone from above? I wonder who wrote the book of love.
I've been wondering a long time, you know.
Beans everywhere. Come on down this Sunday.
Sunday.
From Beantown Speedway.
Sunday.
For the championship race.
Sunday.
Between Rex and Bucky.
Sunday.
Come on down.
Sunday.
Beantown Speedway this Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be racing again this Sunday, so... If you want in town, come on down. I'm going to beat Rex one of these days. I just never know when the heck it's going to be. Well, let's play a little ad by one of my friends here. Hey, this is Bucky from Beantown. Hey, are you in love with your car? Well, you will be if you go to the Albrecht Auto Group. Infinity of Norwood, Marlboro Nissan, Milford Nissan, Marlboro Auto Body, and any Woburn Foreign Motors location will bring you to the Albrecht Auto Group, proud sponsors of Beantown Pals. And when you leave the lot, you're sure to be in love with your car. This is Bucky from Beantown. Maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah, it's my buddies over at Albrecht Auto Group. And they sponsor the show, you know. I love those guys. Well, I like always like this song, you know.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing. He was a desperate man. But when I showed him the... He turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the... He turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you. 'Cause you'll never get rid of them, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of them, no matter what you do.
Hi, this is Cinderella for Cinderella Cleaning Services and Ash Removal.
Is your house a pig pen? Does it smell like the three bears live there? Is it a place where even the three little pigs would hate to live? Have you been sweeping things under the rug? Well, if your rugs need a good beating, we'll be glad to come by and beat a rug or two. And how about that fireplace? Is it full of soot, cinders, and ashes? How about that chimney? Would you be ashamed to have Santa Claus drop in unexpectedly? Well, our friendly and highly trained technicians can give your fireplace and chimney a good ash wiping. Think about it. Wouldn't you love to kiss your nasty ashes goodbye? If you do, you'll never have to hear your neighbor say this again.
Why, I can smell your ash from here.
As you know, our competition used that tired old method. That's right, they blow smoke up your ash. We would never blow smoke up your ash. Our technicians use only the mildest natural ingredients to kick your ash problem, leaving your home smelling smoke-free, and you'll never know the bears were there. So pick up the phone and give us a call. We'll clean your ash once and for all.
To schedule an appointment, call 1-800-GLASS-SLIPPER. That's 1-800-GLASS-SLIPPER. That's 1-800-CLASS-SLIPPER. Offer void where prohibited by law. Results may vary. All claims in this ad are not sanctioned by the Beantown Board of Health, nor by the management of this station. Services not covered by comets, asteroids, volcanoes, flash floods, or other natural disaster insurance. In the event that you've been invaded by bears, please call 1-800-GOLDILOCKS. That's 1-800-GOLDILOCKS. 1-800-GOLDILOCKS.
I want you to ponder these four questions. The first question to ponder when you go home is why? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to earn as much as you can earn, share as much as you can share? Why try to become all that you can possibly become? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to do it all? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Develop every skill you possibly can. See every human you possibly can. Go to every class you possibly can. Touch everybody you possibly can. Why do that much? Why go that far? Why share that much? Why give that much away? Why try to see everything? Why try to do everything? Why try to become everything? The first question to ponder when you go home is why. Here's another good answer to why. It's the second question, why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have? Why not see how many people you can rescue from oblivion? I want you to take that personal. Why not? Why not? You've got to stay here till you go. I mean, what else are you going to do? Why not see how much you can do, how far you can go? Now here's number three. Why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family. Nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you? My very last question on the questions to ponder is why not now? There never was a better time. And what a time now for us to take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world.
Well, boy, that was, you said it, boy, oh, boy, did he say it right or what, huh? Well, you know, I like Yoda, too, when he talks about stuff like this.
Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
You hear that? You know, when you fear, the other side of fear is anger. And anger leads to hate, and hate leads to suffering. Listen to Yoda, he's a real smart guy. You know, it's all about getting the force, you know.
Look at me. Does me by my size, do you? And where you should not. For my ally is the Force. And the powerful ally it is. Life creates it. Makes it grow. Its energy surrounds us. And binds us. Luminous beings are we, not this crude matter. You must feel the Force around you. Here. Between you. Me. Between. The rock. Everywhere. Yes. Even between the land and the ship.
You want the impossible.
didn't believe it. That's why he failed. It's not about the size. It's what about you feel. You feel the force around you. That's all he's saying. You know, he's saying, you know, like this.
Always with you, what cannot be done. Hear you nothing that I say. You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No, try not. Do or do not. There is no try.
That's it. You know, everybody's telling you all kinds of stuff that's not necessarily true. So in order to find out where the fourth is, to get to that fifth dimension, you got to get out of your head. You got to unlearn all the things everybody's told you that is true, but it's not really true. So you got to figure things out. And how do you do that? You use your being, you trust your heart, you build your character, you follow your gut. And of course, you got to follow that heart. That's where it really is all about.
The heart. It's a funny thing. Yeah, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 chambers that pump blood through the body. But it does so much more. It pines. It sinks. It soars. Bands have heart. Stories tug at it. And games send it racing. The heart wants a kiss to send it fluttering. It wants heavy hearts, heart racers, and heart stoppers. Sometimes, the heart loves hating. And sometimes, the heart hates loving. But more than anything, the heart just wants to feel. There are about 2,500,000,000 heartbeats in a lifetime. You should feel every one of them.
Yeah, so stop thinking all the time and start feeling. And when you hear that little voice tell you what to do, listen to it. It's your inner voice. It's the one that tells you the right things. It knows better than anybody else. So listen to that. It's really important that you also write down your thoughts once in a while. Because those are your thoughts, and they're great thoughts. And that's what you got to do, is you got to listen to those thoughts. Get them out. Put them on paper. Express yourself and your feelings. Write down how you feel every single day. Yeah. And, I'm looking for a little clip here of a great, smart little gal. Isabella's Daily Idea Book. This is a good idea. Write.
It's called my Daily Idea Book, and I can write as much as inventions as I want in one day, or I could just do one a day. But I choose to do as many as I have that pop into my head. It's because I'm making something, and it's coming from my heart and my head. I love helping people, so then I know that that's what real inventors do, and I will become a professional one someday.
Now listen to me. This game of baseball is only one half skill. The other half is something else. Something bigger. You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have heart. Mustn't sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to
be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart.
A great slugger we haven't got.
A great pitcher we haven't got. A great ball club we haven't got.
What do we got?
Get me idea.
We've got hope. We don't sit around and mow. Not a solitary thought do we heed, mister, cause we've got hope.
Boys, I'm proud of you.
We're so happy that we're humming.
That's the hardy thing to do.
Ho, ho, ho.
Cause we know our ship will come in.
So it's 10 years overdue.
Ho, ho, ho,
we've got heart, miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart.
So what the heck's the use of crying?
Why should we curse?
We gotta get better, cause we can't get worse. And to add to it, we've got heart.
Okay, Smokey Baby, let's go get him.
Right, Rocky.
Now, boys, don't forget what I told you.
You betcha, Benny.
Come on, Rocky, you tell him.
We've got heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart.
Who minds them pop bottles flying?
The hisses and boos.
The team has been consistent.
Yeah, we always lose.
But we're laughing cause
we've got heart. We've got heart. We've got heart.
Hi,
Smokey.
Do it. Go for it. Get going. Why not you? All right? Feel the force. Stop thinking so much. Feel. And when you, no matter what's happened, no matter how bad you're down, if you're losing, whatever, just get back up and do what you love to do. It's all about that. And it's really important, no matter what your age. Just stay forever young. Hey, that's our show today. Go out with
in my
lots of love and hugs and kisses. Everybody you love. Don't forget. Who's your babe? Mr. Hyde. Yep. That's the most important thing. All right. See you later, huh?